Well, I was a bit sort of, I felt a bit bad really, because I used to watch VCA wrestling quite a lot, and I haven't watched it recently, and it's always been there, and I've thought, well, I've got out of the habit of watching it, and I've liked it in the past, so I've had a chance to watch it again, and I've enjoyed it. You know, Mayhem, it's on a Tuesday, a Thursday, is it? Monday? Friday, Saturday or Sunday? Is it the third Thursday in every 2 weeks? No, it's not. It's every week, and I can't remember what day it's on, but there are several matches here. No commentary, though, which is a bit odd. But usually the commentary is such a feature. I don't know if it's gone. I hope not, but there you go. And I'm going to concentrate on the matches that are the main event or that have the belts attached to them. Before we get there, though, right at the top of this, we have Royal Flush. That will be the greatest on earth, Malik and Brooks, and the Wolverine Tavis, who no longer has a belt round his waist, no longer has the Junior Championship. I still don't think that's still a very clunky word to me. Junior. Anyway, Michael Clark, who was a good guy, lost a match and had to be their serf or vassal or mate or butler. He had to help them. And when I saw him last, he seemed very happy to be doing that. And that's continued because he is saying to them, I really want to join you. I really want to be part of the Royal Flush. Now, Brooks isn't very happy about that. Tavis speaks up for him. Malik stays quiet. And they accept him into the group. Now, will he be some kind of secret agent, double agent maybe, and mess them up? My money's on that, but it did take a while, this. And that was absolutely right, because it took they took ages to, not ages, but quite a while to decide. That gave it extra kind of extra importance, and that was very important in itself. So, first matchup we've got is Daniel Miraculous versus Tavis for the hardcore belt. Now, I don't know whose waist it's round at the moment, because I haven't got the commentary, and I haven't seen this for a while. But early on, you get a Tavis smack to the back. He hits him with a hubcap. I mean, you don't often see a hubcap. It's not a hubcap Diamond Star Halo. It's just a hubcap. And then we get a testicular claw from Miraculous. I haven't seen that for ages. A chair to the back and a chair to the solar plexus in quick succession from Tavis, the Wolverine, then smacks him around outside. Leg lariat onto a chair from Miraculous. Lung blower from Tavis. And they hit the, I'm going to smack you with a chair, I've missed you, it's hit the top rope, bounce back into my face, and there's the pin. I don't like that spot. It's not done that badly here, actually. Still don't like it. Miraculous picks up the win, but I wish it were with a better move. Okay, the Junior title is round the waist of William Princeton Harris. Looks like WPH. And he's fighting Q, the Black Mamba Q. Q gets some shots in early. I like Harris's cravat takedown. It's really nice. It's slow, methodical, and really nasty. It's really worked. He holds on to it. Q comes back with a sweet springboard in Zaguri. Then Harris is back with a backbreaker and a guillotine. I like that guillotine too. And a lovely, lovely destroyer. That move is great. A really good enziguri though from Q. He likes that move as well. High missile drop kick, and then Harris has got the venom kick scouted because he ducks it, gets the leg lariat, which is high because he's quite long and lean, his Q. So he has to get up there, does Harris, and he gets a 2.999 recurring from that, and that's quite right. Then Terra Ray she's in the corner of Harris, even though she is general manager. Yeah, she's on the apron because it's not going that well for her man, you see. So she's discussing and distracting the ref. And then Harris, he doesn't seem to be able to manipulate or to capitalise on that. He walks straight into a venom kick for a pin. It was really good, actually. I really liked it. And then we've got the main event, which is the greatest on earth, Brooks and Malik. I hope you were listening earlier on. If you weren't, it's Brooks and Malik. Or Malik and Brooks, if you like. And Michael Clark versus the champion, heavyweight champion in VCA, Rick Henry, and Dwayne White and Tank. Now, We get some White drop kicks and the Greatest on Earth and Mike regroup. Brooks handles White. And there are some kicks from Mike. Then a nasty Dwayne White wristlock takedown. I mean, it really looked good, actually. They are all in to stomp him, though. And quite a lot of this match is about White having to take a lot of offense. So, for instance, Malik will lure Tank in so the others can hurt Dwayne White outside. Very nice. Mike then lures Tank in. Come on! Come on, Tank! You're supposed to be a professional, aren't you? And then he chokes White, cranks back on the arm, gets a springboard cutter, and Brooks leads the applause for him. Yeah, very nicely done. Maybe Brooks is being won over now, you see. White then gets the jawbreaker and the hot tag to Henry. Mike begs off. Yeah, of course he does. Huge beel from Rick Henry. Chops. A military press dump, not even a slam. He just dumps him to the mat. Just leaves him there. And it's a no contest. I think they all fight on the outside, if I remember rightly, and the fans are a bit unhappy. That's quite right. In the end, though, you've got Tank and Michael Clark in the ring because the fans want to see them fight. But Tavis attacks Tank. Harris is then attacks Henry with a chair. And Henry really sells that. He's really arching his back and, you know, crawling around a bit. Then there's the Harris stretch and they will meet at the next Premium Live event. Ah, so there you go. It was well done, this. And I love the Michael Clark could be a sleeper cell spy in the middle of the Royal Flush. Or he might not be. He might actually have seen his way to titles and thought, I want a bit of that. You never know. And they're playing it really well. Certainly they were this week on the Tuesday or Friday, Thursday, Monday, whatever it was. And I will watch Mayhem again, whatever day it's on. Because it needs to be a new habit for me. It's that good. Ta-ta.